Item 533, request of Russell Sr. to address council regarding public telecommunications utility.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Russell Sr. I'm the president of a volunteer-based nonprofit called the Personal Telco Project. We are known in Portland for building and managing free to the end user public access Wi-Fi networks. In addition to building networks, we advocate for an end to the monopoly power that incumbent telecommunication companies currently hold. I'm also active with Municipal Broadband PDX. It has a Facebook group of about 3,000 people and has reached out to build political support for this long overdue idea. We have support from Multnomah County Democrats, some community and labor groups, and many in the small business community and the general public. I'm here on behalf of all internet subscribers and would-be internet subscribers in the city to ask for your help. Today, access to the internet is no more a luxury than paved streets or clean tap water. Your constituents, businesses, and residents alike are in the clutches of big telco, empowered by a federal regulatory regime that cedes control to the owners of the last mile infrastructure. Big Telco has absolute power to define service options you have on their network, set prices arbitrarily, sell your browsing histories, employ whatever other business strategy wrings the maximum profit for their shareholders. The only practical way to escape this intolerable situation is for the users and would-be users to become owners of the infrastructure so it can be managed in their interests. Municipal broadband has been described here as not possible. I would direct your attention to page 51 of the 2007 feasibility study, which projected at the end of 20 years, the network would be $118 million in the black, even under their wildly pessimistic 6% bond interest rate. Comcast alone takes in about $200 million per year in revenue from your constituents. Much of that revenue is pure profit made possible by the monopoly power. In the decades since the 2007 study, that accrued revenue could have built a public fiber network several times over. It is time to seriously pursue an at-cost fiber optic network. There is a revenue model to support it. Hundreds of communities around the country have done this. Here in Oregon, we have Sandy, Monmouth Independence, and now Hillsboro. Last week, a budget amendment for $150,000 was proposed by the Multnomah County to help fund a new feasibility study, taking into consideration the changed cost and market reality since 2007, as well as the consequences of doing nothing. We are asking the City of Portland to match that amount as a first step towards building a network that can serve the people of Portland instead of enslave them. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Mr. Senior, yes. Instead of doing special appropriations, we have a fund that you will be able to apply for a grant to do what you just asked for, so the application should be out fairly shortly.
Okay, thank you.
Next individual, please, sir.